Okay, good evening. We've had a bit of a break, so good to resume with you. And tonight, I want us to look at the mitzvah of Havdalah. We had Shurim before the winter break on the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Shalosh Sudot on Shabbat. So tonight, I want to deal with some of the themes in Havdalah. We've got a lot to try and cover in the next 50 minutes, 55 minutes. So let's try and move fairly swiftly. So I want to start with the Rambam in Perek Kaf Tet of Hilchot Shabbat, who says, we've seen this Rambam before, Mitzvat HaSeh Min HaTorah L'Kadesh Et Yom HaShabbat Yudvarim, Sheneh Mal Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadoshot. So there's a Mitzvat HaSeh to verbally sanctify Shabbat, Kolomah Zachorei Zachirat Shevach V'Kiddush, Metzarech L'Zachoreihu. Now this is the important point for our purposes, b'chnisato v'tziato. The mitzvah of Kiddush, according to the Rambam, applies both at the beginning and the end of Shabbat. B'chnisato b'kiddush hayom v'tziato b'havdalah. The beginning with Kiddush and at the end with Havdalah. That's the mitzvah of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho. So I always say that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosho is like bookends, if you like, bookends for Shabbat. It introduces Shabbat and it concludes Shabbat. And they're two sides, if you like, of the same coin, Kiddush at one end, Havdalah at the other end, both of them being d'oraita. Now, if we look in the Magid Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah says quite clearly that according to the Rambam, it's a d'oraita. Then he says in the second line, "V'ra'iti ha'mefarshim zal chalukim bazeh." However, he says there are chilukei deot. Yes, sovereign kedivrei rabbeinu. So there are those who hold like the Rambam. V'afal gav digmara parirakavei pesachim ein sham el azochrei olayam bichnisato ein el abalayla v'chulei. So even though the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, which we looked at previously, which is talking about the mitzvah of kiddush, only mentions in the context of this pasuk the mitzvah of kiddush and not the mitzvah of havdalah. Milkom makom yafina midichtivu lahavdil. Nevertheless, we learn it out from the pasuk elsewhere. We learn it out from the pasuk lahavdil bein hakodesh uvein hachol. So we've got a pasuk which says in general you should be mavdil between kodesh and chol. And shon mechilta. We've also got a mechilta zachor yom hashabbat kadoshu bivracha. So we've got a Tanaitic source, the Mechilta. However, now those who say that Havdalah is not Doraita, it's Midivrei Sofrim, everybody agrees that the mitzvah of Kiddush is Midoraita. Now who is it who says that Havdalah is Midrabanan? So that's the Orchot Chaim. If you look in the Beit Yosef at the end of Siman Reish Tzadik Vav says, Katuv Orchot Chaim, Nashin ein mavdilot la'atzman. Women don't make Havdalah. The ein Havdalah tulia b'shmirat Shabbat. Havdalah isn't linked in with Shmirat Shabbat. We'll explain it momentarily. El Rabanan asmuchu akra. The Rabbanan, Chazal, they associated it with the Pasuk of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, because it's a din de Rabbanan. Rabbeinu Yonah katav k'shem shechayavot b'kiddush chayavot b'havdalah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, just as women have got a chiyuv in kiddush, they've got a chiyuv in havdalah. So why did we say that women have got a chiyuv in kiddush when it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama? So we said zachor l'shamor. We compare zachor and shamor. Just as women are obligated in the mitzvah of shamor et yom hashabbat l'kadosho, because it's got negative implications. So therefore, they're also obligated in the mitzvah of zachor et yom hashabbat l'kadosho. And that's what the Orchot Chaim seems to mean when he says to ein havdalah tuliyah b'shmirat Shabbat, meaning that it's not part of the mitzvah of Zachor, which is linked to Shamor. In terms of it's not midorait, the mitzvah of Zachor is kiddush. And seeing as women have a chiyuv in Shamor, so they also have a chiyuv in kiddush. The mitzvah of Havdalah is an independent mitzvah, and therefore it's not linked to Zachor, and therefore because it's not linked to Zachor, it's not linked to Shamor, and therefore women don't have an obligation In Kiddush. So what we've got now is essentially two shitot, the sheet of the Rambam that it's d'oraita, the sheet of the Orach Chaim that it's d'rabbanan, and that it's an independent mitzvah. It's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Zachor and Shamor. However, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan says there's a further way of understanding the d'rabbanan nature of the Haftalah, and that we could say that in actual fact, yes, it is d'rabbanan, but it's a d'rabbanan on the mitzvah of Zachor. The pasuk says Zachor itchama shavat kadoshor midoraita, you have to make kiddush, and midrabbanan you have to make Haftalah. What's the nafkamina going to be? The nafkamina is going to be whether or not women have got a chiyuv midrabbanan. Meaning, if we say that it's nothing to do with the pasuk of Zachor whatsoever, so then women don't have a chiyuv even midrabbanan. However, we could say that it's a rabbinic drasha on the pasuk of Zachor, and therefore, seeing as women have got a chiyuv in Shamor, so they've also got a chiyuv in the Zachors, whether they're d'oraitas or d'rabbanans. So they've got a chiyuv midrabbanan. What's the big nafgamina going to be? Whether or not women have got a chiyuv d'oraita, whether or not women have got a chiyuv, i.e. whether it's linked in with Zachor, in which case they'll have a chiyuv d'rabbanan, just like men have, or whether it's not linked in with Zachor. The question of whether or not a woman can make Haftalah for a man. Okay, it's never going to be d'rabbanan for a woman and d'oraita for a man. It's either going to be d'oraita for men and women, or it's going to be d'rabbanan for men and women, or it's going to be d'rabbanan for men and not apply to women. So let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Tzadik Vav, Se'if Chet, at the end of the Siman. Nashim Chayavot Bahavdala, Kishim Shechavot B'Kiddush, so both shitot appear there in the Mechaber, and then the Rama says Al Kain Lo Yavdinu La'atzman Rak Yishmu Havdalah Min Hanashim. So therefore, women shouldn't make Havdalah for themselves; rather, they should hear Havdalah from the men. Now, the big question is, why is the Rama saying that they don't make Havdalah for themselves? Let them make Havdalah for themselves. I understand that if it's midrabbanan, we've got to be choshesh to the shita that women aren't chayv in Havdalah. So therefore, I can't let a woman make Havdalah on behalf of men. But why can't a woman make Havdalah on behalf of herself? Especially, we could understand if that was the shita of the Mechaber, because this is a very famous and important machloket between Rishonei Sfarad and Rishonei Ashkenaz, about whether or not women say a bracha on mitzvah tasei shazman grama. It's according to Rishonei Sfarad, they don't. So if a woman benches lulav on Sukkot, she does it without saying a bracha. Whereas according to Rishonei Ashkenaz, they can say a bracha. There's no question, how can they say that Sivanu? Okay, fine, we're not going into that now. But if seeing as the Rama holds that women can say a bracha on mitzvah tasei shazman grama, so why shouldn't they be able to say Havdalah? So look in the Mishnah Brura. So the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Lamed Hei, V'habach katav afilu man da'amah shepturot mikol makom yacholim lahamshich al atzman chiyuv, l'abdil l'atzman kumo b'shofa v'lulav. Shegam kem pturot, v'afilu hachi mevaruchot, kumo v'alakama b'simen tafkuv peitet. V'masikah Magan Avraham, da'ha'ikah k'divrei Habach. So the Magan Avraham and the Bach, a cholek on the Rama. The Rama says that women can't make Havdalah for themselves, and the Bach and the Magen Avraham say, yes, of course they can, because it's no worse than the bracha on shofar. And then let's just look at Sifkatan Lamed Vav, where he says, "V'man Hashim kvar hivdilu latzman, or shin kavli latzib ve'takneset lo yatid kudei lehotzi hanashim im ein sham zecharim gedolim ktanim sheshomim menu d'la yish cholkin he bracha levatala." So what's going to happen? That's at least according to the Rama, a woman can't make Havdalah for herself. A man, so therefore, a man's going to have to make Havdalah for her. But if the man's already fulfilled the mitzvah of Havdalah, then he can't make Havdalah for her, because if she can't make Havdalah for herself, it's because she hasn't really got a chiyuv. And if she hasn't got a chiyuv, then he obviously can't make for her. So the man has to make sure that he hasn't been Yotze himself. But in any event, so we've seen the Magen Avraham and the Bach disagree with the contention of the Mechaber that women can't make for themselves. Look in the Taz, both the Taz and the Magen Avraham on your sheets discuss why should this be that women can't make, why is the Rama saying that women can't make Havdalah even for themselves? So the Taz says that where we say, and I'll just say it outside, but the Taz says that where we say a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah tasei shasaman grama, that's where the mitzvah for men is d'oraita. So you've only got one level of drabanan, if you like, and that is the bracha. So the mitzvah for men is d'oraita. Women don't have a chiyuv, but they can still say a bracha. However, in the case of Havdalah, where the mitzvah itself is drabanan, so there we won't let the women say the bracha. That's the answer that the Taz gives. Magen Avraham gives a different answer, and he said. The key line there in the Taz is like there in the middle where it says Sha'ani Hatam Dakiva Itel Anashim Hu Doraita Mashain Kain Kan Yesh Tarte Lifto Shumit Rabanana Filuba Anashim Vumitsvata Seishamsman Grammar. Yep.
Thank you.
Magen Avraham says differently. The Magen Avraham says that really the issue is that, or the din is that where there's a mitzvah, so seeing as women can do the mitzvah, so then we'll let them say a bracha. But where the whole mitzvah is a bracha itself, so then even Ashkenazim wouldn't let women say it. That's what he says. So it's different in terms of mitzvah is shofar, women can blow the shofar, and if they're blowing the shofar, then they can say the bracha on it. As opposed to Havdalah, where the whole mitzvah is the bracha, and therefore they can't say the bracha. In any event, the Maisa, the way that we paskin is that women can make Havdalah for themselves. If a woman has a choice of making it for herself, or listen, you know, it's easy for her to listen to a man's that make it, then possibly better for her to listen to a man. But I don't really think so, to be honest. So I think Lemaisa will paskin like the Magen Avraham, and certainly, you know, if it's difficult for a woman to hear it from a man, so then there's no need for her not to make it herself. She doesn't need to. If it's a cold winter's night like tonight, and she's got to walk 10 minutes from her house to where a man lives, so that she can hear Havdalah from him, you know, it's certainly not necessary. If it's the next door neighbour and it's not raining, then maybe there's some sort of hiddur. Now, if you look in the Bi'ur Halacha there on Sif Chet, so the Bi'ur Halacha says, okay, so whatever we say about Havdalah, even if we say that women have got a chiyuv in Havdalah and that it's a function of the mitzvah of Zachor, nevertheless, the brachav borei morei ha'esh is a mitzvah tasei shasman grama, because borei morei ha'esh you can only make on motzei Shabbat. Now, it might be that Havdalah is also mitzvah tasei shasman grama, but that's linked in with Zachor and Shamor. But so therefore, a woman will make it. But what about borei morei ha'esh? Borei morei ha'esh isn't like that. That's definitely mitzvah tasei shasman grama. So then he's got the question of basically whether or not a woman would say the brachav borei morei ha'esh. Now, most possibly will say that yes, she will, but there's a question. If you look in Shmirat Shabbat Hilchata, so he says that a woman should make brachav borei morei ha'esh after Havdalah. Why should she make it after Havdalah? Because if she's not got a chiyuv in it, then it's a hefsek in the middle of Havdalah. She's got this, it's just a bracha that she's got no chiyuv in. So she said borei pri agafen. Okay, borei menei v'samim is part of Havdalah, and it's not mitzvah tasei shasaman grama. The long bracha of hamavdu ben kodesh obviously isn't a hefsek. But if she were to say borei morei ha'esh in the middle of Havdalah, that would be a hefsek. So Shmirat Shabbat Kukata says that a woman's making Havdalah for herself, she should do Yayin B'samim Havdalah, and then after she's drunk from the kos, she should, there's four pages, after she's drunk from the kos, she should make the bracha borei mora ha'esh. And in actual fact, in the footnote, he brings down that even if she's listening to Havdalah from somebody else, she shouldn't say amen to borei mora ha'esh, because that would also be a hefsek. However, Rav Sternbach in Shuvot Bahanagot, Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Samach Vav, he disagrees and says, no, this is the Seder Havdalah. Seder Havdalah is that you say the Bracha Borei Morei Ha'esh. It's part of Havdalah. Havdalah is made up of several brachot. Yes, it's true that if you haven't got the Samim, or you haven't got a Ner, so you don't say the Bracha of Borei Morei Samim or Borei Morei Ha'esh, but it's not just these are extra brachot that we say at the time of Havdalah, but these are part and parcel of Havdalah. So therefore, if a woman is saying Havdalah, whether she's got a chiyuv, like the Rambam holds, or whether she's not got a chiyuv, like the Or Chaim holds, whichever way, if she's saying Havdalah, then she says the bracha borei morei ha'esh. Yes.
No, because it's still, there's a mitzvah, there's for anybody.
L'chatchila, we masader it al hakos with Havdalah. But if we don't, if it comes to Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat, and I've got no matches, I can't light my candle. So no, I'll make Havdalah without the Ner, and then later when I find the Ner, I'll say the brach on the Ner, meaning the Ner should be part of Havdalah, but if it's not, then it's still an independent mitzvah.
Okay, so it's not just like a brach on the
Tara. No, not at all. I mean, right. Haraya, that's when Tisha B'Av is on a Motzei Shabbat, we say just the brach on the Ner.
What's the hefsek?
The hefsek is that she doesn't have to make this bracha. This bracha has got nothing to do with her. She said a bracha borei pri agafen. You can't just then go and sing a song or say a dvar Torah.
But those brachot, they have pesicha.
Doesn't matter. It's still
they can be said by themselves.
No. But yeah. But can she take a an ice cream cone, say a charcoal, in the middle of Havdalah?
No. That's not Oso Inyan.
But fine, this is the question. This is the question. How? That's exactly the question. How closely, that's essentially what the matlokit is, how closely linked is Borei Morei Ha'esh with Havdalah? Rav Moshe Sternbach says it's part and parcel of Havdalah, whereas Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata says no. We've got several things that we have to do on Motzei Shabbat. We have to make Havdalah, and we have to say Borei Morei Ha'esh. And Lechatchila, we put them together. But in actual fact, a woman who's got no chiyuv whatsoever in borei morei ha'esh, so then that would be an interruption, because let's take the Rambam's position. Havdalah is a doraita, she's got to say Havdalah, but she hasn't got to say borei morei ha'esh, so it's like eating an ice cream in the middle. Okay, just to flag up one further interesting question. Essentially, one of the ways we can understand the machloket between the Rambam and the Or Chaim is, when is the mitzvah of Havdalah? What do I mean, when is the mitzvah of Havdalah? Certainly, according to the Rambam understands that mitzvah Havdalah is part of the mitzvah of Shabbat. It's the final mitzvah of Shabbat. Yeah, you make it, you do it at when Shabbat's gone out, but it's the final mitzvah of Shabbat. It may well be that according to the Or Chaim, that Havdalah is the first week mitzvah of the coming week. There's lots of, you know, if you're ever doing in your shul, a Havdalah event or something like that. You know, there's lots of, you want to put a bit of lomdus, nice lomdus into it. But, you know, you can create a nice message out of this. That Havdalah, because it's the end of Shabbat, it's that, you know, you're starting off the week with a mitzvah. In any event, what's the question that comes up? Oh, so a bar mitzvah boy who becomes bar mitzvah on the Sunday. His Hebrew birthday is on the Sunday. So can he make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat to be Motzei a Gadol? Right, that'll depend on the machloket between the Rambam and the Or Chaim. If we say it's a mitzvah to do with Shabbat, then he was a Katan on Shabbat. He's got no chiyuv min HaTorah to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat. However, if we say, like the Or Chaim, this is the first mitzvah of the week, so then he's got a chiyuv. He's now got a chiyuv. So this is a shaila discussed by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in Hartzvi. He says that the bar mitzvah boy wouldn't be able to make havdalah on behalf of everybody else on that Motzei Shabbat if his bar mitzvah is that day. Okay, let's just briefly touch on a few things to do with the course, a few other things. Let's look at the Si'if Aleph. Go back to Si'if Aleph in Reish Tzadik Vav. So, Seyda Havdalah, Yaim Samim Ne Havdalah, V'simanech Yavneh. Just like with any kos shel bracha, you have to make sure that it's suitable. If anybody's drunk out of it, you need to top it up, that it shouldn't be damaged, etc., etc. So all these psuke bracha. Pshat havdalah itnu enehem b'kos. Over there, when you're making havdalah, you look at either the kos or the ner. V'nagin ishpoch mikos shel yayin al haaretz, kozem shesiyim borei pri agafen. So, it's one of the things everybody knows is that you spill the wine at havdalah. So the Rama says, how do you do it? During the bracha borei pri agafen, you have your kos which is full. Then during bracha borei pri agafen, you pour out a little bit. You say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Then you spill a bit, and then you finish off borei pri agafen. Kadesh Eloyah Kos Pagum. You don't want it to be lacking, missing any wine when you start the bracha. So you can't pour it out before you start the bracha. So you'll pour it out during the bracha. Tamash Shficha. Why do we pour it out? I mean, kol bayit shelo nishpach bo yayim kemayim, ein bo siman bracha. That if wine doesn't flow like water, then there'll be no siman bracha. Or sin came the siman tov b'tchilat ha-shavua. We do this as a siman tov at the beginning of the week. V'gam shofchin min hakos lachar avdala, mechabim bo haneh, brochatzim bo einav, mishum chibuv ha-mitzvah. So some people have the minhag, they put a little bit of wine on their eyes. Some people put it into their pockets as well. So the Mishnah Berurah says our minhag is a little bit different. How do we do it? So in Sif Katan Hay, he says v'achronim iskim d'lo yishpoch b'shat bracha klal, and b'shat shem ozeg yishpachenu malei al kol gedotav sheyishapech al haaretz. So when we fill up the kos, we fill it up, overflowing, so the bitter flows out. Again, you don't need a river flowing away. You don't want to waste wine, but just a little bit there. Okay. Let's look at the Basamim. Sin Reish Tzadik Zayin Se'if Dalet. Reish Tzadik Zayin Se'if Dalet. So an interesting point to flag up. Nagul varech al hadas kol hecha de efsha. So if possible, what should you use as your basamim? You should use hadasim. If you've got that, why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chet. Perush shel lulav kevan dit ave bechada mitzvah liave ba mitzvah achariti. Okay, because these are the hadasim left over from your lulav. So seeing as you use them for a mitzvah already, you want to use them for another mitzvah if possible. However, the Rama says, but if your hadasim are all dried out, then they don't smell of anything, so you don't want to use them. Rak hal shah basamim, you should use regular basamim. That, as he says in the minhag, gam hadas im habasamim. Best thing to do is to put the basamim together with the hadasim, and then you've ticked all your boxes. So after Sukkot, take the leaves off your hadas stalks, put them in your basamim holder together with some cloves or whatever, and then you've got a nice, you're using the hadasim, but in case they don't smell very much, so then you've got other basamim there as well.
Do the Peskim speak about using the Esrog as opposed to the Hadassah,
no.
And then putting like clothes
into I don't know where that comes from. You're right, there is such a minhag. I don't know if it's just somebody thought that would be a nice thing to do, or whether it's got some basis in the poskim. I don't know. But they do, because they do talk about then using the lulav when you bake your matzahs. So you want to use the
or for the beel chametz.
Yeah, well, that's I think only because we don't burn them, but make our own matzahs. If you're making your own matzahs, you use it for that. But yeah, so we tend to use it for the, you're right, for the beel chametz. Okay, let's look at Reish Tzadikhet, the ner. So mefarech al haner borei morei ha'esh im yeshlo. Ain't harik lachzor acharav. I said if you haven't got matches. No, so fine, you'll do that. V'hanimini b'motzei shavata, v'motzei yom ha-kippurim, yesh omrim shem chazer acharav. Okay, yom motzei yom kippur is a bit different, and maybe there's a real inyan that you need to find in there. Misha ein lokos lahavdil k'shora ha-esh mevarech alav v'chein ha-basamim. And as we said, if you haven't, for whatever reason, you're not making havdalah, you still have to make on the esh and the basamim. Why do we make on the esh? On Motzei Shabbat, because according to the Gemara, Masechet Psachim, on the first Motzei Shabbat after creation, the first Shabbat, there was the Or Olam, the primordial light stayed alight the whole of Shabbat. It didn't get dark on Friday night. Adam Harishon never experienced darkness. Came Motzei Shabbat, and it got dark, and he was in a panic. Thought the world was coming to an end. He found two sticks and rubbed them together and created fire. So that's why we make borei morei ha'esh on Motzei Shabbat. Mitzvah min amuvcha levarech al ha'avuka. And mitzvah min amuvcha. Because Motzei Yom Kippur, the reason why we make borei morei ha'esh is because esh was prohibited over Shabbat. It's not to commemorate it's not to commemorate the discovery of fire. It's for a different reason. It's not merely commemorative. Okay, so mitzvah min amuchah levarech al avuka. V'yesh mi sh'omer she'im ein lo avuka. Sarek la ner acher tzok havdala. Chutz mi anam yuchad la'ir bevayet. So what's an avuka? And it doesn't need to mean that you've got a fire in your fireplace, just a two-wicked candle. Then se'if gimel, na'a gimel histakel b'chapot hayadayim v'tziponayim. So the minhag is, you look at your kapot hayadayim, your palms and your fingernails. V'yesh lir'ot v'tziponay yad yamin. How do you do it? You look at the nails on your right hand, lechos hakos biyad smol, and you hold the kos in your left hand. A lot of people, I've noticed, not many people do this. It seems that you're supposed to, when you make it starting havdalah, you hold the kos in your right hand and the basamim in your left hand. You then say borei pi agafen, you put down the kos, take the basamim in your right hand and hold the kos in your left hand, because all the brachot are made over the kos. You say the basamim, take a sniff, then you say borei morei ha'esh. Look at it with your right hand. Then you take the kos back into your right hand. The yeshlachuf ha'itzba'ot l'toch hayad. You bend your fingers into the palm of your hand. She'az ro'eh tziponayim in ha'kapot v'atachat. That way you can see the tziponayim with the palm of your hand together. V'lo yireh p'nei ha'itzba'ot shevifnim. For whatever reason, according to the Zohar, you don't want to look at the inside of your fingers. For Kabbalistic reasons. Why is it that we look at our tzipornayim? So we look at the tzipornayim. So the poskim say that because that's showing that you're really getting benefit, because there you can see the difference between the fingernail and the finger. All right, so that's really, you know, you could pick up your Mishnah Brura as well and look at that, and that would also be fine. But we do that. The Meiri says the reason why is because your fingernails are always growing, so that's a sign of bracha for the coming week, that it should be a week of growth. So there's an interesting question: when do you say the bracha of borei morei ha'esh? Do you say it before or after you've looked at your fingernails? Your hands. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's got the Juvenigrot Moshe.
or Chaim Chele Kesim and Tet, where he says that, yes, the Minhag HaOlam is that you say the bracha and then look at your fingernails. There are others who are of the opinion that, no, in actual fact, you look at your fingers first and then you say the bracha. Why? It depends whether it's a Birkat HaNenin, or Lichor, it depends whether it's a Birkat HaNenin or a Birkat HaShvach. With Birkat HaShvach, you usually see the thing and then say the bracha. You're seeing an elephant for the first time in your life. You don't say the bracha. Hinin Mucham Zimran Kaim Mitzvat Asay. You know, say the bracha and look at the elephant, ask them to pull the curtains away, or pull it out of the hat. It's a small elephant. Okay, you see the elephant and then you say the bracha as a response to the wonderful things in the world. Likewise, Birkat HaShvach, so we're praising Hashem for the fact that Eish was created or discovered. So you see the Eish, and as a response, you say the bracha. That's what Rav Henkin, Zichron Olivracha, held. Rav Moshe holds that you don't do it like that. I do both. I look at my fingers, say the bracha, and then look at them again. On Motzei Yom Kippur, though, I say the bracha and then look at my fingers. Because Motzei Bracha Yom Kippur, it's a different type of bracha. It's a Birkat HaNenin. It's the fact that we haven't been able to use it over Yom Kippur, and we've been able to use it now. Rav Moshe thinks that it's that also on Motzei Shabbat. Okay, next question is, till when can one make Havdalah? So we all know you can make Havdalah till the end of Tuesday afternoon. That's till you come to the shir on Tuesday evenings. I mean, not quite. Till the end of Mincha time on Tuesday afternoon. So where do we get that from? Let's look at Gemara in Perek Arvei Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Am Rebbe Nei Rabbi Chia, Mishelo Yevdil B'Motzei Shabbat, Mavdil V'Holeich B'Chol HaShabbat Kulo. So a person who didn't make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat can make Havdalah throughout the entire week. V'Ad Kama, what do you mean until the entire week? Amar Rabbi Zeira ad Raviv Shabbat. You can make it through till Wednesday, i.e. till the end of Halachic Tuesday. Ki had Yativ Rabbi Zeira coming to Rav Asi, v'amrei l'Rav Asi coming to Rabbi Yochanan, v'yativ ka'amar, l'inyan Gittin, chad b'shabt treit surat abtar shabta. As far as Gittin is concerned, particularly Dinim and Gittin, don't want to go into it now, but as far as that din is concerned, so Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are regarded as being shaykh to the previous week, Arba B'chamsha Mala Yoma, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, associated with the coming Shabbat, Kamei Shabta. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi, Avalo Al Ha'or. If you make Havdalah on Monday or Tuesday, you obviously don't say Bracha Borei Morei Ha'esh, because it's not shaykh to, it's only shaykh to Motzei Shabbat. Then the Gemara on Kuf Zayin says, Mishelo Hivdu B'Motzei Shabbat in the second line, Mavdu V'Holei Chol HaShabbat Kulo. You can make Havdalah throughout the entire week. Amei M'Patach LaHashmata D'Rabba B'Hai Lishna. He said, Mishelo Hivdu B'Motzei Shabbat, Mavdu V'Holei Chol HaYom Kulo. So we've got a machloket where the Havdalah is, presumably in Gemara, where the first Lishna is Mavdiv Hole Kol HaShabbat Kulo. That means till Wednesday. It doesn't mean the whole week, because previously the Gemara said, what does it mean the whole week? It means till Wednesday. So till Wednesday. But the second, the Ikad Amre, the High Lishna, is that you can only make it Kol HaYom Kulo. You can only make Havdalah on Sunday. So we've got a machloket in the Gemara whether you can make Havdalah. If you didn't make it on Motzei Shabbat, can you make it only on Sunday, or can you make it throughout the up till Tuesday afternoon? So in actual fact, it's a machloket. It's a machloket in the Rishonim. If we look in Tosfot, Tosfot says, so Tosfot says you can make till Tuesday afternoon, whereas the Rif says Mishelo Hivdil B'Motzei Shabbat Mavdil B'Olech Kol HaYom Kulo. You can only make it on Sunday. So this is important. Certainly you shouldn't be cavalier and say, oh, you know, I can make Havdalah through till Tuesday. Firstly, you're supposed to make it on Motzei Shabbat. I'm saying if you didn't, for whatever reason, make it on Motzei Shabbat, then you can make it through till Tuesday. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadik Tet, Se'if Vav, what does Reish Tzadik Tet, Se'if Vav say? Shachach v'lo yivdil b'motzei Shabbat, mavdil ad sof yom gimel. V'yesh omrin she'inu mavdil ela kol yom rishon v'lo yoter. So the Mechaber brings down a machloket stam v'yesh omrin, presumably he's paskening like the stam. Okay, we don't need to go on there. Okay, so that's what we want to see there. So that's how we pasken. Now there's a very interesting question about a person who was pator on Motzei Shabbat. Does they and becomes chayev later? Do they have a chiyuv of making havdalah subsequently during the week? So the classic example of that is brought down in the Torah, Yoredeya Shin Mem Aleph in Hilchot Aninut, and we'll revisit this in a couple of years' time when we learn Hilchot Avelut. But we've got an onen is exempt from mitzvah tasei. Doesn't do any positive mitzvot before the funeral. So you've got a person who's an onen on Motzei Shabbat. Their relative died on Shabbat afternoon. When Shabbat goes out, they're an onen. And the levaya is the next day. It's on Sunday afternoon, say, for example. Right? So the question is, do they make havdalah on Sunday after the levaya? So that's a machloket he brings down just before the end. Ika pluta harami Rutenberg katav shetzarich lahavdil. The kaimel amishilov to b'motzei Shabbat amavdil v'alechol haShabbat kula. So the Maharami Rutenberg says you do make havdalah because havdalah extends through till Tuesday. Rabbeinu Yehuda katav she'en lahavdil la'aseh hiskim adoni avi harosh. And the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yehuda say you don't make havdalah. So what's the point, the principle that they're arguing about? It seems to me that they're arguing about the question as to whether or not Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, is Tashlumin for Motzei Shabbat, or that the Zaman for Havdalah is through till Tuesday. Meaning Maharam Rutenberg holds that the Zaman for Havdalah is Motzei Shabbat. That's when you've got a Chiyuv for Havdalah. If you didn't make Havdalah then, you've got Tashlumin. You can make it up later, just like if I didn't daven shacharit this morning, I daven another amida mincha. Right? It's tashlumin for shacharit. It's not that I can daven shacharit in the afternoon. I can't. But if I didn't daven shacharit, I can make it up at a later date. For Maram holds Motzei Shabbat, I had no chiyuv. So if I had no chiyuv, there's no din of tashlumin for something which you don't have a chiyuv with. Right? There's no, the case of the onen. He missed Maariv on Motzei Shabbat. Doesn't daven Shacharit after the Levaya twice because he was Pator on Motzei Shabbat for Maariv. He was Pator at the time of Maariv. Whereas Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Rosh presumably hold that the Zman of Havdalah is through till Tuesday. It's just that L'chatchila, properly, Havdalah should be made on Motzei Shabbat. Just if you didn't make it on Motzei Shabbat, then you can make it later. So we actually pasken that you make it later. The onen does, which would seem to suggest that we're saying that havdalah is it's not tashlumin, but that it's all one. The zman is till Tuesday. It's just the chatzkin. You should make it Motzei Shabbat, which seems to fit in with kiddush. Because kiddush, we also say, if you didn't make kiddush on Friday night, no. So you make kiddush Shabbat day. The whole long nusach of kiddush Shabbat day. It seems that that's not a din of tashlum. It just you have to declare on Shabbat. The kedusha of Shabbat, and it should be as close to the beginning of Shabbat as possible. Nafka Mina will come up. I often get this question in the summer, when Motzei Shabbat is at 10:30, and further north, it's, you know, it's much later. Sometimes you've got women, you know, who've got young children and everything, you know, just to stay up till 10:30 on a Monday show. If they're in, you know, Scotland, you know, it's 11:30. They want to go to bed at, you know, it's, you know, they've got the kids in bed, and oh, they can get to bed at 9:00 on a Shabbat afternoon and sleep through till the morning. Oh, you know, that's that's Oneg Shabbos for them. So what about how can they make Havdalah, you know, on Sunday morning? So the question might be, you know, might relate to this in terms of if we say that the Zman is through till Tuesday, then okay, Mitzvah min Hamuvchan Chatchili should make it on Motzei Shabbat. But, you know, it's, if you didn't make it Motzei Shabbat, you know, it's all right to make it Sunday. Whereas if we say no, it's the mitzvah is on Motzei Shabbat. If you miss making it on Motzei Shabbat, then it's Tashlumin, then it might be different. Just sort of flagging that as a question.
I just ask, is it, yeah, in the scenario where somebody's, let's say, relative has passed away in, let's say, America, for example, they're in Eretz Yisrael, and then when Shabbos comes in,
okay, you know what? That's a Hilchot Aveilut question.
No, I'm just saying vis-a-vis Kiddush.
Right.
So at the time,
because an Avel, an Onen makes Kiddush on Shabbat.
He would.
Yeah, and because on Shabbat there's nothing you can do towards the, so even, you know, if a person loses their relative Friday afternoon, so, you know, Friday, the, you know, Friday lunchtime, you know, so they don't do any mitzvot till, you know, till Shabbat comes in, but Shabbat they do, and we even say that on Friday afternoon, just before Shkia, they should daven Mincha as well, because there's no longer anything they can do. Okay, final point that I want us to discuss is the Issa Malacha on Motzei Shabbat before Havdalah. So if we look in Gemara Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Amud Bet, so it talks about the din of Machshichin Alat Chum, that in certain cases you can start walking on Shabbat towards the edge of the boundaries of the city, so that you can go out the city straight after Shabbat. That's if it's l'tzorech mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, "Afal gavdul avdil?" V'amar Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, "Asor lo la'adam sheyaseh chafat tav kodem sheyavdil." You're not allowed to do any work before you make a Havdalah. So you might say, okay, in that case, he's made Havdalah and Tefillah. You still need to make Havdalah ala kos. So you might say, he's made Havdalah ala kos, but kos basadeh mi'ika. No, if you're in the middle of nowhere, you haven't got a kos. Targum Rabbi Natan bar Amikami Durava Ben Hagitot Shanu. It's at the you know, where there are lots of barrels of wine. It's the grape harvest season, and there's lots of barrels of wine, and you can just take some wine there and make Havdalah. Amale Rabbi Abba Rava Shibu Marava Amrinan Hachi Hamavzil Ben Kodesh Lachol Va'avdinan Sorchin. So in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, we just say Hamavzil Ben Kodesh Lachol Va'avdinan Sorchin, and then we do whatever Malacha we need to do. Amar Rav Ashiki Avina Bei Rav Kahana Hava Amar Hamavzu Ben Kodesh L'chol. When I was with Rav Kahana, yeah, he used to say on Motzei Shabbat Hamavzu Ben Kodesh L'chol Mesaltine Silte Mesaltine and Silte, and then we would cut up the wood into small pieces. Now the question is, this is a bit of a machloket in the Rishonim. What it seems to be is there's an issa to do malacha before you make Havdalah. It would seem that you don't need to make a full Havdalah, because we said that Rav Kahana, he just said Hamavzu ben Kodesh L'chol, and then he went and did malacha. There's no chiddush if he's saying that he made full Havdalah and then he did malacha, unless we say it's saying that he didn't do any malacha until after he'd made Havdalah. So if you look in the Rif, the Rif says, "Ein otzarik lomar bein ol choshech kulhu ela baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu melech olam hamavdil bein kodesh l'chol." So the Rif is saying that essentially there are three havdalot that you can make. Sometimes you only need to make two. Make havdalah and tefillah, atachon antanu. Then you've also got a din to make havdalah lakos. If you need to do any malacha though before you make havdalah in tefillah, or before you make your first Havdalah, whichever it is, you can't do any Malacha till you've made some sort of Havdalah. So it can either be Havdalah bitfila, or it can be Haftarah Lakos, or it can be Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Lachol. In which case you'd be saying Haftarah in actual fact three times. That's Motzei Shabbat. And there are other Rishonim who say like that as well. But the way that we pass in Reish Tzadik Tet, if Yud, is Asor la'asot shum lacha kodem sheyavdil, v'im yivdil b'tfilah mutar, af al pan sh'adayin lo yivdil akos, v'im tzarek la'asot melacha kodem sheyivdil b'tfilah, omer hamavdil bein hakodesh v'in hachol, v'lo bracha v'osem melacha. That's all you need to say. And if you look at the Mishnah Brura, it says in Sif Katan Lama Dalad, Bilvush Omer Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh Uvein Hachol. So you say Baruch, but you say it without Shem Umalchut. Mikom Akom Einu Nikrazer Bracha Kevan Sheein Omer Ba Shem Umalchut. Basically, the question seems to be here is, is it that it's osser to do any malacha on Motzei Shabbat till you've made Havdalah? Okay. Or is it asur until you've made some sort of declaration showing that it's the end of Shabbat? Meaning, there's a mitzvah of Havdalah, right? And how do I do that mitzvah of Havdalah? Either alakos or in tefillah, or by saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. It's just, it's not the full, right? And I can't do melacha, or sorry, it's either al hakos or it's in tefillah. If I need to do melacha before that, so then I'm going to have to make havdalah of some sort. It just won't be al hakos. So I'll just say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. Or is it simply that, of course I can do melacha before I make havdalah, because Shabbat's out. But there needs to be some Heker made. It shouldn't be that sort of it's moved seamlessly, Shabbat moves seamlessly into Chol, and that I do Malacha without, you know, without even noticing that Shabbat's ended. I want to in some way formally just mention that Shabbat's ended and then go on to do Malacha. So we paskin that you just need to say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. And then, if you look in the Rama, interestingly, he says, So we need to remind our women folk that before they start, they don't daven Maariv. So before they start doing Malacha on Motzei Shabbat, they need to say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Now there are those who say it's only talking about Malacha Gemura, Kigon Kotev V'Oreg. Like writing or weaving, aval hadlakatane ba'alma or hotzam should ain't sarik laze, but just sort of something. If you like a casual malacha, you don't need to do that, which would fit in with the understanding that it's hekera rather than a din in havdalah. Because if it's a din in havdalah, then it makes no difference what malacha it is. Any malacha would be prohibited. But if it's just a hekera, so as you know, before you start really doing, you know, chol dicker things, you need to make some sort of havdalah. Mizeni pashit haminag lahakel shemadlikin neirot miyad shamru hakal baruchu aval heikar kisvara rishona. So the ikar really, you shouldn't do any malacha before you've said hamavdil. Now the question is, why do we have such a distinction? So the Beit Yosef brings down from Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says that he doesn't know why there should be such a distinction. Rabbeinu Yerucham brings down that distinction, and the Beit Yosef says, "So any yodem in nine law." I don't know where he gets it from. Doesn't make any sense. You know, it's either it's malacha or it's not malacha. And the Tarchei Moshe also says Mashmash Shukru is very Rabbeinu Yerucham, that it's not like that. But the Taz and the Magen Avraham address it somewhat, and they make a distinction between Melechet Uman and things which aren't Melechet Uman, basically something which everybody could do, or that you need special to pay special attention to it. Now, an interesting question comes up
is if it's asur to do malacha on Motzei Shabbat before you've made Havdalah, could there be a problem of lifnei iver if I ask somebody non-frum to do malacha for me? I know a non-frum taxi driver. And I'm booking him to pick me up on an hour after Shabbat, or not say Shabbat. Can I book him to do that? But he's not allowed to do malacha till he's made Havdalah. And he's not going to make Havdalah. So what does that mean? Does that mean
he'll be able to use him at any point during the week?
Well, it might only be till Tuesday. Once Tuesday's gone, then there's no further chiyuv in Havdalah. So, you know, the issa presumably wouldn't exist. Anyhow, the maisa, we don't say it's a problem. If you look in Shmirat Shabbat Hilchata, he says, Mutale anot minam lachosh oser acharei tzei tayom, mishayinu shomei Shabbat, veinu muhavdil, lachem mutalim so avodabu motzei Shabbat, motzei yom tov gadam and joshe lo hevdil, chem mutalim so avodabu otobus motzei shayom, gamin yotei shana haglo hevdil. V'yesh hamak pidim lo mala nahagim ak nisa lo otobus, Shavuatov, k'day she hala yaneh lo blashon zeh, yetzei de havdalah min ha-Torah. So, say Shavuatov. It's a nice thing to say to the bus driver. Anyhow, he'll say Shavuatov back to you. Midoraita, that might count as Havdalah. Just in the sense, we suggested that Kiddush, maybe you can get away with just saying Shavta Tava. So maybe Shavuatov also. But there's no Kavanah there. So I don't know if it really works. The Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva on this subject. He says that basically with a person who's not going, the issur of doing work only applies before you're going to make Havdalah. If you're not going to make Havdalah, then there's no issur of doing work. He says it's similar. What about a person who doesn't daven? Are you not allowed to give food to a person who doesn't daven? It's also to eat in the morning before you daven. So if you've got a chiloni person who doesn't daven, he'll say a bracha over the food for you. You're guessing your house, you say, I want you to say a bracha over the food. Okay, so he'll say a bracha over the food, but he didn't daven shachrit. Can you give him food? So the Tzitz Eliezer says, yes, you can, because the issa is if you're going to be made davening, then davening has to become before eating. If you're not going to be davening, it's when you've got two things, you've got this order of priority. If you're not doing the two things, then it's different. Adkan.